Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study. Ascendant, Capricorn, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Sabia's ascendant is Capricorn, ruled by Saturn and placed in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, a combination that instantly signals discipline, longevity, and an unwavering commitment to personal mastery. Capricorn on the ascendant gives Sabia a dignified, methodical presence. She likely moves with quiet focus, aware of her responsibilities, and always working toward a long-term vision. There's a sense of inner gravity. She carries herself like someone who understands the weight of time, the value of effort, and the need for structure. But what sets her apart is the influence of Uttara Ashada, a sun-ruled nakshatra known for its spiritual willpower and unwavering pursuit of truth. This nakshatra doesn't seek fleeting victories. It is anchored in eternal success. It bestows deep integrity, a sense of moral conviction, and the courage to stand firm in her truth, even when others waver. Sabia is not easily influenced by passing trends or social noise. She is built for legacy, not popularity. This blend activates the architect-reformer archetype. Sabia is here not just to build, but to restructure. She is drawn to institutions, long-term goals, and societal roles that require discipline and moral clarity. Whether in career, community, or spiritual life, she holds herself to high standards and seeks to elevate systems rather than simply exist within them. Her actions are deliberate, her words weighed, and her ambitions deeply rooted in what will last. Psychologically, Capricorn rising with Uttara Ashada Nakshatra often indicates a strong sense of duty from early life. Sabia may have felt that others depended on her, or that she had to grow up quickly, mastering self-control and responsibility at a young age. This can lead to emotional restraint or self-imposed pressure to always do the right thing, sometimes at the cost of vulnerability or rest. The outer composure hides an intense internal world. While she may appear self-contained, her drive is fueled by a deep spiritual compass. She is not chasing success for ego, she is aligning with purpose. Still, she may wrestle with the need to prove her worth through productivity or stoicism, particularly when emotions surface. The challenge? Softening. Capricorn often resists showing weakness, and Uttara Ashada is the quiet warrior. Sabia may need to learn that strength also lies in receptivity, in trusting others, and in allowing life to flow rather than always directing its current. But when integrated, this ascendant becomes the foundation of wisdom in motion. Through the architect-reformer archetype, Sabia leads not through charisma or force, but through consistency, depth, and authentic vision. Her presence stabilizes others. Her clarity clears confusion. And her life path is not just about personal achievement. It's about building structures, values, and legacies that uplift those who come after her. First house, identity, presence, and the weight of inner authority. Saturn in Shravana Nakshatra, Capricorn Sabia's first house, which reflects her core identity, personal agency, and how she instinctively approaches life, is occupied by Saturn, placed in Shravana Nakshatra within its own sign of Capricorn. This is a powerful placement. Saturn is at home here, dignified and fully expressed. Yet its expression is not loud. It is measured, watchful, and built over time. Saturn in the first gives Sabia an aura of composure, responsibility, and unshakable inner discipline. She is someone who appears calm under pressure because she has learned to be. Shravana, ruled by the moon, adds a deeply reflective, listening-based tone to this already serious Saturn. It is the nakshatra of sacred hearing, of absorbing not just information, but meaning. Sabia is not someone who reacts impulsively. She listens, observes, and synthesizes. There is emotional wisdom here, disguised beneath a pragmatic exterior. She may not speak much in unfamiliar spaces, but when she does, people notice, because she speaks from insight, not from impulse. This placement awakens the guardian sage archetype. Sabia instinctively takes on the role of protector, of systems, of people, of integrity itself. She may not seek the spotlight, but others sense her reliability and often defer to her in moments of uncertainty. She leads quietly, with conviction, and carries a deep sense of personal ethics. She has likely been seen as wise beyond her years and may hold herself to internal standards most people never articulate. Psychologically, Saturn in the first often suggests that Sabia had to mature quickly. There may have been early experiences that required her to adopt a self-reliant posture, emotionally, mentally, or even physically. She learned to contain emotion rather than display it, to work hard instead of ask for help, and to take responsibility where others wavered. This can create emotional stoicism or an inner sense of solitude, even when surrounded by others. Yet, Shravana softens this austerity with emotional depth. While she may not show vulnerability easily, she feels deeply. She's likely highly intuitive, but filters emotion through logic and structure. Her challenge is often internal, balancing the need for control with the soul's quiet longing for softness, trust, and shared emotional weight. The challenge here lies in self-compassion. Sabia may expect herself to always be composed, always productive, always wise. But Saturn's true gift ripens over time. She must allow herself to be in process, to grow slowly, to forgive mistakes, to rest without guilt. When integrated, this first house becomes a pillar of silent strength. Through the Guardian Sage lens, Sabia becomes someone who doesn't just survive hardship, she alchemizes it into structure. She teaches others the value of steadiness in a chaotic world. And her identity, carved through time and grace, becomes not just a personal compass, but a map others quietly follow. Fifth house, creativity, inner light, and karmic expression. Ketu in Mrigashira Nakshatra, Taurus Sabia's fifth house, the domain of creativity, self-expression, romance, learning, and spiritual offspring, whether children, ideas, or creative legacy, is shaped by Ketu, placed in Mrigashira Nakshatra within Taurus. This is a subtle, refined, and karmically significant placement. The fifth house is where we express joy, share what we uniquely create, and engage with life through the heart. But with Ketu, the planet of detachment and past life residue, this space becomes less about outward radiance and more about quiet mastery. Ketu suggests that Sabia has already walked the path of creative intelligence in previous lifetimes. She arrives in this life with an innate gift, an ease with ideas, beauty, and self-expression. But with Ketu and Taurus, there is also an emotional restraint. She may not feel a strong need to display her creativity openly or compete for attention. Her talents are often understated, intuitive, and precise, rooted in elegance, rhythm, and the value of simplicity over spectacle. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, is the nakshatra of the seeker. It brings restlessness, curiosity, and a poetic mind. In Taurus, this becomes a sensual and aesthetic journey, seeking beauty in sound, words, rituals, or forms. Sabia's creativity is often thoughtful, emotionally sensitive, and touched by nostalgia. She may love music, literature, gentle movement, or anything that allows space for exploration without pressure. Yet, with Ketu here, there can also be a withdrawal, an unwillingness to fully own her gifts or to believe they are worthy of recognition. This configuration activates the mystic seeker archetype. Sabia's self-expression is quiet but profound. She doesn't shout to be heard. Instead, she resonates through tone, presence, and subtleties others often overlook. She may create privately or channel her insights into service, healing, or behind-the-scenes guidance. Her love language is likely soft, observational, and wrapped in gestures rather than grand declarations. Psychologically, this house suggests that joy, romance, and play may have carried a sense of loss, distance, or longing at times. Sabia might feel as though these areas are familiar but inaccessible, as if her heart knows how to love and express, but chooses to keep a portion of that light turned inward. There may be karmic echoes around children or romantic connections, bonds that are meaningful yet spiritually complex. The challenge lies in allowing herself to receive pleasure and emotional recognition without guilt or detachment. Ketu can create a subconscious belief that joy must be earned or that creativity is only meaningful when it serves others. But Taurus and Mrigashira both invite her to stay, to savor, and to allow herself the present moment beauty of life without needing to fix or transcend it. When integrated, this fifth house becomes a field of quiet brilliance. Through the mystic seeker lens, Sabia expresses herself with precision, grace, and emotional intelligence. Her art, whether spoken, written, or lived, isn't flashy but soulful. Her joy may not be loud, but it is anchored. And through the stillness of her self-expression, others find the permission to soften, listen, and create from their true center. Seventh house, relationship mirror, soul contracts, and emotional dynamics. Mars in Pushya Nakshatra, Cancer Sabia's seventh house, the house of one-to-one partnerships, commitment, projection, and the qualities we seek or wrestle with in others, is marked by the presence of Mars, placed in Pushya Nakshatra in Cancer. This is a complex and karmically rich placement. The seventh house is our mirror. It shows how we engage in intimate dynamics and what kind of energy shapes our relational life. With Mars here, Sabia brings passion, protection, and emotional depth into her relationships, but also tension, power struggles, and the need to constantly renegotiate emotional safety. Mars in Cancer is considered debilitated, yet Pushya, ruled by Saturn, brings maturity, emotional nourishment, and inner stability. This means Sabia's relational style is both fierce and care-focused. She doesn't approach relationships lightly. There's an instinct to protect, to emotionally anchor the other, and to stand up for the relationship when it's threatened. Yet this very intensity can sometimes become emotionally overwhelming, for her or for the other person. Pushya is the nakshatra of selfless service and emotional loyalty. It wants to nurture, to stabilize, and to offer sacred support. In the seventh house, this suggests that Sabia seeks a partner she can trust deeply, a person with emotional maturity, empathy, and consistency. But with Mars here, she may also project or attract partners who trigger emotional defensiveness, control dynamics, or the feeling of having to emotionally manage the relationship. This dynamic activates the guardian reformer archetype in relational spaces. Sabia is the type who will go to great lengths to preserve a relationship she believes in, but only if it feels emotionally right. She doesn't stay in partnerships that lack integrity or inner grounding. Her love language likely involves acts of service, loyalty, and deep emotional attentiveness, but she may expect the same in return, and when it's not reciprocated, Mars can turn cold, reactive, or emotionally withdrawn. Psychologically, Mars in the seventh can point to early life relational imprints, perhaps observing conflict, emotional control, or suppression of needs in close relationships. As a result, Sabia may swing between overcompensating in relationships, doing too much, emotionally overfunctioning, and needing to reclaim her boundaries when she feels unappreciated or emotionally overloaded. There can also be a desire to feel emotionally safe before she allows passion to flow. Mars in Cancer wants to love, but it needs to feel protected while doing so. Sabia may unconsciously test the emotional stability of others before fully opening up. The challenge? Balancing vulnerability with assertiveness. Mars wants to act. Pushya wants to protect. She may need to learn how to voice needs clearly without guilt and to allow herself to receive care rather than always being the one who provides it. When integrated, this seventh house becomes a powerful emotional sanctuary. Through the guardian reformer lens, Sabia becomes a partner who offers fierce devotion, deep insight, and unwavering care. So long as the emotional field is honest and held with respect. She doesn't just want a romantic partner, she wants a soul ally. And when that bond is forged, she becomes both the protector and the nurturer of something sacred, a relationship built on truth, trust, and heart-centered loyalty. Ninth house, belief, inner guidance, and the higher calling. Jupiter and Moon in Hasta Nakshatra, Virgo Sabia's ninth house, governing philosophy, life purpose, spiritual authority, higher learning, and moral clarity, is a focal point of her chart, illuminated by both Jupiter and the Moon, placed in Hasta Nakshatra within Virgo. This house reveals not just what we believe, but how we live our truth. For Sabia, truth is not a grand theory or abstract ideal. It is something that must be crafted, refined, and embodied in everyday choices. Jupiter, the natural ruler of the ninth house, finds itself in Virgo, a sign of service, practicality, and detail. While Jupiter usually operates in broad, sweeping strokes, here it is forced to focus, to distill, and to turn lofty ideas into daily practices. In Hasta, a moon-ruled nakshatra associated with the hands, rituals, and healing through touch or craft, Sabia's belief system is lived through action. Her wisdom doesn't come from preaching. It emerges in how she arranges her day, how she tends to others, how she applies her principles in grounded, humble ways. The moon in the same sign and nakshatra creates a beautiful resonance with Jupiter. The moon adds emotional sensitivity, memory, and intuitive rhythm to her inner guidance system. Sabia's beliefs are not only learned, they are felt, absorbed, and internalized. Hosta's influence makes her a natural emotional healer, someone who brings spiritual understanding into the physical realm, often without calling attention to it. She may find comfort in rituals, sacred routines, hand-based practices, writing, crafting, healing, or devotional service. Together, Jupiter and the moon here activate the sage healer archetype. Sabia carries quiet, nurturing wisdom, the kind that isn't declared in bold claims, but shown in small acts of service, thoughtfulness, and reliability. She may serve as a moral compass to others without intending to, simply because of how consistently she aligns her actions with her values. Psychologically, this house suggests a woman who needs her beliefs to be real. She is allergic to vague philosophies that lack structure or purpose. She may seek out mentors who are methodical and emotionally attuned, or who teach through example rather than dogma. At times, she may doubt her own authority, especially in formal academic or spiritual circles, feeling that her approach is too soft or too quiet. But in truth, her power lies in subtlety, in the way she integrates truth into the body and heart. There may also be karmic connections to caregiving roles, healing work, or teacher-student dynamics. Sabia may have been a healer, servant, or caretaker in past lives, and in this one, she is reclaiming those roles, not from obligation, but from choice, alignment, and wisdom. The challenge? Over-responsibility and emotional self-editing. With both Jupiter and the moon in Virgo, she may strive too hard to be correct, useful, or good. She may suppress her emotional needs if they feel disruptive to her sense of order or spiritual identity. But true devotion doesn't require perfection. It requires presence. When integrated, this ninth house becomes a sanctuary of sacred embodiment. Through the sage healer lens, Sabia offers a path to meaning that is grounded, heartful, and quietly luminous. She reminds others that belief is not something we recite. It's something we live in every gesture, word, and sacred ordinary act. 11th house, collective purpose, social vision, and strategic belonging. Sun, Mercury, and Rahu in Anuradha and Jyeshtha Nakshatras, Scorpio Sabia's 11th house, the realm of social networks, long-term goals, group affiliations, and broader societal influence, is a dynamic zone in her chart, hosting Sun, Mercury, and Rahu in the intense, emotionally complex sign of Scorpio within the nakshatras of Anuradha and Jyeshtha. This house reflects not only her ambitions, but the kind of communities she aligns with, the causes she devotes herself to, and how she navigates power dynamics within groups. The Sun in Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, brings a deep sense of loyalty and dharmic purpose to her social roles. Anuradha is the nakshatra of devotion, alliance, and sacred companionship. Here, the Sun suggests that Sabia is seen as a stabilizing, principled presence within her networks, someone who leads quietly, yet commands respect. She may not seek popularity for its own sake, but her inner clarity and focus on meaningful, enduring alliances give her natural leadership in group settings. Her goals are rarely personal. They are often tied to the well-being or transformation of a larger collective. Mercury, in Anuradha, further enhances this quiet strategic intelligence. Her communication in social settings is sharp, intentional, and emotionally perceptive. She likely knows how to read a room, offer insights without dominating, and use language to mediate, bond, or subtly challenge when needed. Mercury here allows her to bridge gaps in group dialogue, especially in emotionally intense or power-sensitive dynamics. Rahu in Jyeshtha, however, introduces a layer of karmic complexity. Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, is the elder, the protector of legacy and status. With Rahu here, Sabia may feel a powerful drive to achieve something significant in the social or professional arena, but in ways that are often shadowed by deeper questions of influence, power, and visibility. There may be moments of inner conflict, wanting to stand out and impact collective structures while simultaneously retreating into emotional depth and secrecy when attention becomes too intense or emotionally charged. This rich planetary cluster activates the diplomat strategist archetype. Sabia is someone who understands that collective work is nuanced. It requires loyalty, timing, psychological insight, and long-term thinking. She's not here for the superficial or the fleeting. She contributes to causes and communities that carry emotional depth, spiritual purpose, or transformative potential. Her alliances are based on trust and truth, not convenience. Psychologically, this house suggests a woman who can be deeply involved with collective systems, workplaces, movements, intellectual circles, but who always keeps an inner compass intact. She may resist blind loyalty and is particularly sensitive to misuse of power or betrayal within groups. Trust, once broken, is not easily restored. Her path involves learning when to step into the light and when to let her influence speak silently from behind the scenes. The challenge? Emotional entanglement with goals. With Scorpio's intensity and Rahu's obsession, Sabia may sometimes attach too much meaning to outcomes or relationships within the collective. She may need to learn how to let go, trust divine timing, and accept that transformation often happens invisibly. When integrated, this 11th house becomes a channel of wise, emotionally intelligent leadership. Through the diplomat strategist archetype, Sabia guides her networks not with noise, but with depth, devotion, and discretion. Her vision is not short-term, it is generational, and her impact on community is not always seen immediately, but it lasts. 12th house, spiritual retreat, subconscious release, and inner softness. Venus in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Sagittarius Sabia's 12th house, the realm of solitude, dreams, karmic completion, and the subtle energies that flow beneath the conscious mind, is occupied by Venus, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, within the fiery sign of Sagittarius. This house reveals where we dissolve, where we heal unseen wounds, and where we reconnect with the part of us that exists beyond ego and structure. With Venus here, Sabia carries a soft, romantic, and artistic current through her inner world, one that is both soothing and transformative. Venus in the 12th house suggests a private, emotionally sensitive soul. She may crave beauty, love, or emotional union, but she often guards these desires within an interior sanctuary. Her need for connection isn't always openly expressed. It's often played out in quiet acts of care, poetic imagination, or artistic ritual. Others may experience her as mysterious, quietly elegant, or deeply calming without always knowing why. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, adds a strong emotional conviction to this already gentle placement. This nakshatra is symbolized by the fan and associated with invincibility, purification, and emotional triumph. In Sagittarius, it adds spiritual fire to Venus's watery grace. Sabia is not only soft, she is quietly fierce in her values. She may retreat often, not to escape, but to reconnect with the truth of what she feels, what she loves, and what she refuses to compromise on. Her inner world may be filled with symbols, dreams, and sacred truths that guide her outer decisions. This placement activates the mystic creator archetype. Sabia's creativity and emotional sensitivity are deeply interwoven with her spiritual life. She may be drawn to devotional art, healing modalities, film, poetry, or visual design, any medium that allows emotion to be expressed in ways that transcend language. Her solitude is not loneliness. It is a space for restoration, visioning, and soul-level intimacy with herself. Psychologically, Venus in the 12th may point to emotional idealism and romantic yearning that is more comfortable in fantasy or dream than in direct expression. Sabia may idealize love or beauty, or give too much of herself in hidden ways. Loving from a distance, sacrificing silently, or struggling to draw boundaries when she senses others' pain. There may be karmic echoes of past life entanglements, relationships that felt out of reach, or emotional bonds that lingered unspoken. The challenge here is to remain anchored while swimming in the deep. Sabia may sometimes retreat too far inward, struggling to fully inhabit her emotions in real time, or to bring her dreams into form. With Purva Ashada's intense emotional drive, she may also grapple with waves of passion that need grounding and clarity. But when integrated, this 12th house becomes her spiritual garden. Through the mystic creator lens, Sabia learns to alchemize her solitude into wisdom, her emotional depth into art, and her silent compassion into presence. She becomes a quiet balm to those around her, someone who doesn't just speak of grace, but embodies it. And in a world that prizes visibility, she teaches the subtle, powerful truth of healing that happens in silence, in softness, and in soul.